All righty. Chairman DeLon? Deputy Chair Corcoran?
Here.
Legislator
Here.
Criswell? Legislator Criswell?
Here.
Legislator Parity?
Yes.
And Legislator Waro? She's not here just yet, but we have a quorum.
All right. So I'll take a motion to approve the minutes of the August 31st, 2021 meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Peter?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Second John, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. SUNY Ulster update.
Good evening, everybody. What's interesting is we're just about to the point that our regular fall enrollment is in, and it's about where we thought it was going to be. We're down about 9% compared to last year, but we budgeted for that. What we're waiting for now is Collegiate. Collegiate is a dual enrollment program up with all nine school districts, but the enrollment as far as significance, it's about 20% of our enrollment. So right now, if you looked at our graph, you would say, oh my gosh, they're in dire straits. But it'll come in probably within the next week and a half that enrollment will hit. So I think we'll be fine. As far as enrollment, you know, next year is really the target that we have to shoot for. This spring, we'll be back probably 80-85% in class. With the mandatory vaccination, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out for the students. Right now, we're doing the thing we never wanted to do, and that's deregistrate some students who haven't showed the vaccination. Hopefully, they'll change their mind and they'll come back. We have decided to do the same thing with employees. So right now, we passed a resolution in September that mandated vaccinations for all our employees. And what the mandate said was by November 1st, everyone had to be vaccinated, and we would start the negotiations with the unions to determine what if that doesn't happen. So right now, Jamie's in the process of working with three unions to determine, you know, what the consequence of that will be. So there's a lot of moving parts. You know, we should be focusing more on enrollment, but we're focusing more on vaccinations, which is not something I cherish, but it's something we have to do. And I say in the spring, I think we'll be over this hump and we can start thinking about the things that we're really here for, and that's working with students. Jamie has finances, she'll update you, and we have one resolution that we're on an emergency roof repair that we have. So, Jamie?
All right, thanks, Dr. Al. As Dr. Al said, you know, we're working through with our unions to discuss the resolution regarding the vaccination mandate. It's really important to keep in mind that all of our students on campus are required to be vaccinated, and any time we're forced to quarantine classes, it results in a disruption for their educational attainment. So really for us here at SUNY Ulster, it's very important for us to make sure everybody is vaccinated across the board so we can again reduce those quarantining of classrooms. As we get into flu season, again, it's very important and we're hypersensitive to that. In terms of the finance, again, we're working through with our committee in terms of the CARES Act, COVID always on the brain. For CARES Act funding, we're working through a committee structure to determine how to prioritize some of the requests. As you can imagine, we're getting a lot of requests from various different constituents across campus. Want to make sure that we're adhering to what the real goal of the CARES Act funding is and make sure that it addresses student enrollment and retention. Again, that needs to be our guiding light as we look towards working through all of the funding requests we're getting, and we're navigating those on a daily basis. We are also pleased to announce that with the work we've been doing with DASNY, DASNY is actually looking to spotlight SUNY Ulster as a model campus. We've been doing a lot of repair work. You've seen them every month when I come through with a new roof. Working with DASNY has really helped us get our projects done on time and under budget. And working with them has really enabled us to continue doing construction work during COVID. So a lot of other campuses had to stop construction and stop the necessary repairs. We went the other way and said, well, campus is empty, let's take an opportunity to really get some things done that needed to get done. So DASNY is very pleased working with us. They're very happy to have Ulster County as a partner, and through the county leadership to really spearhead a really great partnership between us and DASNY. Any questions on those components? No?
Okay. Anybody? Thank you, Dr. Roberts. Thank you, Jamie.
Peter. I just had a general question. An update on that really great program that you told us about that was kind of going to be working with the student and their families and sort of help them, go all the way through to the career phase of it. I can't remember the name of it. I'm sorry, but
this is a challenge scholarship.
Yeah. How's that going?
Incredibly well. It seems like probably once a week we get another donor. We're up to 200 right now. We have some donors who have already exceeded 17 students. It's just been incredible. And Darlene's gift of $1 million is just unbelievable. And we got word that's not official, but we think it's going to happen, is the Johnson Foundation, who has worked with us in the past. They've committed $400,000 for the next 3 years. I couldn't be any happier. You know, the support from the community, the foundation, and our gala is Thursday night, and we're going to be recognizing a lot of the folks that have really stepped up and done this. We have our first group that were on campus. We had six the first year. We have 16 this year. Next year will be the first group of 50, which, you know, when you're looking at enrollment, we'll have 100 students just in this program each year on campus. You know, we looked at a different model. We said, you know, rather than trying to get the very best and trying to get, why not work with the students who need us the most at ninth grade and just work through them all the way through high school and ensure them 2 years of college. But even before the 2 years of college, we're working in ninth and 10th and 11th grade to make sure they're college ready. If you look at just community colleges in general, the biggest problem is students getting here and they're not prepared to take college level courses. So they'll come all excited. They want to do this. And they'll spend a whole semester taking nothing but remediation. And if they don't do well remediation, they're back in it in the spring. So they could literally have not only one semester, but a whole year just to get ready to take college courses. So now you've taken a two-year program and made it into a three-year. So we lose a lot of students because they get, you know, discouraged. You know, I'm taking, you know, here I'm in college, I'm taking these, you know, math courses that don't count for anything, but to try to get to this level. So the purpose behind what, you know, one of the, you know, goals is to get these students in this, the challenge program, is when they get here, they will be college ready. We'll do the testing in high school, make sure they get the remediation, they get the tutoring. So when they walk in the fall, they're good to go. So in 2 years, we shouldn't have the issue that we have that major problem with other students. So we're excited about that. You know, I'm glad that you asked the question because it's something I love talking about.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's a great program too. Thanks for the update.
Just if I might, Doc, just an infrastructure thing. The water's all hooked up, I guess, I assume. Is it working well? Is it working well?
Well, I got a funny story to tell you, John.
Okay.
It ran, you know, we hooked it up. We were ahead of schedule. We saved, about 10% because of what has happened. You know, we had, everything was closed down. So we go down the roads. There wasn't anyone to stop. We finished early, got it up and running. We got it going. Now it turned the reservoir off.
Oh, that's right.
So as of Monday.
Yesterday, they turned it off.
Yeah.
So what happened now?
Well, we're using the well. We still have the well, so we're good to go. So just wait till they turn it back on. But the answer is yes, we're ready and we're good to go. But they turned off the water.
That's not going to be forever.
No. It's they need to do that. So it's the right thing to do.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? Well, again, thank you, Dr. Roberts. Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate it as always.
Bye.
Fantastic job. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Bar any other questions, we'll go to the resolutions for the October 19, 2021 session. So resolution 474, approving and increasing in funding for design, testing, and construction services of emergency roof work at various buildings on campus related to the campus roof capital project number 489, campus roofs, and approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority, New York State of New York, DASNY, for such services, amending the 2021 Ulster County Capital Fund, Ulster County Community College. Open for discussion.
I'll move it.
Second.
Yep.
Peter.
Second that. Yep.
All right.
Can you just tell us about this, Jamie?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, Peter.
All right.
So we had an emergency roof leak during the heavy storms this summer over in our Student Life Center, which is our cafeteria. We came in and had, you know, ceiling tiles that had fallen and the water was coming in directly from the roof right above. Like obviously, it's going to go to its lowest point and it's going to track down. So we had conversations with DASME. We had been patching this roof for many years. At this point, those patches have worn through and we need to really move this work up in terms of our phased roof repair projects. This roof was on for, I'm looking at my board, for next year. We are going to move this up for current year to get, again, an emergency patch done. And then they're going to do an assessment to determine if they can do a full roof replacement prior to winter. Again, as we have winter coming in, it's a flat roof. We really don't want to have snow weight on an already failing roof. So we're really hopeful that we can speed this one up and get the work done here. Again, this is aging infrastructure. We have this across the board. So we're really tracking to make sure we get all of these roofs done. Again, with DASME, having them come in and be able to get the contractors ready and engaged helps us get it done.
Now, you're talking about, if I might, this winter?
Correct.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. Fingers crossed on this one.
Right. Any more discussion? Questions? Okay. Move the resolution to vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No one opposed? Okay. Resolution 474 passes. Thank you. Thanks again, Jamie.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. All right. Resolution number 476, amending the 2021 Ulster County budget to accept additional funding from the New York State Office of Mental Health for the Veterans Peer to Peer Support Pilot Program, Department of Mental Health. Open for discussion.
I'll move that.
Peter, second. Don. Questions or discussion on that?
We've talked about this program several times and it's a great program. I just think, you know, there's no question about supporting it.
Without doubt, I agree with you 100%, Peter. So we don't have any other questions, input. We're good. So let's put it to a vote. Resolution 476 for approval. Everybody?
Aye.
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 Everybody opposed? And it passes 476. Thank you. And then I just said on the new business, the 2022 non-county contract agency funding. So I would assume, Jim, you got this item, if you could hear us, just considering preparations of a list of recommendations based on the community needs. So Peter, you've been working on this also, right, with Jim?
Yeah, we have. And, you know, this is the this is where our matrix is going to come into play, which is, it's great. I mean, we really did good work on that. And I think it's really going to help us with prioritizing and having something that we can really look at in terms of analyzing different proposals and different requests that come in. So I feel confident that we'll be able to serve the most people with this money.
That's great. Yeah, thank you and Jim for working on that. So we have any more discussion on that? Mary, John?
No, I just think we have to make sure we solicit the community, have to have a scope of services and make sure that everybody, all those who fit the criteria, non-for-profit, have an opportunity and are encouraged to put in what their request may or may not be and for what reason they need it. And I just think there's a, you know, we have to make sure whatever we do, we live up to the nationally recognized standards of public accounting. And part of that is to make sure that the diversified members of our community know about it and have an opportunity to apply. I just think it's critically important. In some ways, I think we have to, and witnessing this over the years, we have to decide or differentiate between non-for-profits that are charities and non-for-profits that are a business. The two very distinct purposes in here. And I just think we can't get caught short and not have all the financials from anybody who wants to apply to find out if they're getting assistance from anywhere else. How many years do they keep coming back to the same well? It's going to be an interesting chore.
Yeah, I think that was well. I think that was well said. Well said. I mean, I agree, Mary.
And also, if I understand it correctly, at this point, we would just be concerned with budget things because we have a set amount, and we really vet people like in January, February.
That's correct. And sorry, Legislator Cochran.
No, you're right. That's all you, Peter. Yes.
So yeah, and we actually got more than we had requested, which is fantastic. I can't remember the exact amount, but we had requested. Nettie, do you happen to remember the numbers? Yeah, I can't remember either. But it was greater than what we had requested. So that was wonderful. And I think again, you know, I appreciate what you said, Legislator Parity, and I think spending it wisely and really looking at the organizations is our duty. So I agree with you.
Well said all the way around. Again, thank you, Peter, James, going through that. Getting that number, I think, was a great idea to start with. So we knew what we were dealing with. And like John said, you know, based on need and not just being a charity. So that was great. Thank you. Any old business? All right. Any other discussion? We good? All right. So I guess I'll
move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. That's what I was asking for. John, I'll second. Peter, all in favor?
Aye.
Well,
stay healthy, everyone.
Jordan, sweet. Yeah, stay healthy. Thanks for everything. We'll see you guys soon.
Take care. Thanks, Tom.
All right, thanks. Take care. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.